Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earle.
Alex, your setup looks so different today.
I got a couch for my room. I told you guys that I was going to make things happen with my room in 2024. This is basically where I used to have my bed, but we kind of flip-flopped my whole room and I realized that I did the worst job like putting furniture in there. It made no sense. So my room is much more opened up now. I flipped everything around and I'm just going to start off by telling you guys I am hungover. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. I went out last night with my girlfriends. We went to dinner and I had three drinks. Three spicy margaritas, because a spicy margarita can do no wrong. I love a spicy margarita. One, two, three. Alex was hammered. I was so drunk off of three margaritas, and it's because I didn't drink all of January that my tolerance was so low. I woke up this morning and it felt like someone was beating my head with a baseball bat. I actually was like, what in the world is going on? Like, I haven't felt hungover like this in so, so long. And still, all day, I've had Pedialyte, I've had tons of Advil, I've literally done everything I can, I had a hangover hat on, and my head is still pounding every time I get up. So this has just been a fun one, and I'm honestly a little scared because we are doing something insane this weekend. So let me lay you out a weekend in Alex's life. So today is Friday. That's when I'm recording this, and by the time you guys see this, the week will have already passed, but I'm going out tonight with my friends, and I couldn't handle three margaritas last night, and tonight, we're pre-gaming at mine, then we're going to a club, and then Braxton got a table with his friends at another club, so we're going there. Three different locations drinking tonight. I'm so deathly afraid, because tomorrow morning, we're waking up, and we're going on a boat, and I'm the one who scheduled this boat and I have to make it tomorrow because the last time that I scheduled this boat, my friends and I went out and we stayed out until like 8 or 9 a.m. and we did not make the boat. So I have to be good this time. We're making the boat, but there's just no way that I'm going to feel at all okay tomorrow. So obviously, you know, the rule is when you feel hungover, you have to keep drinking. Tomorrow morning, we're going to wake up. We're having mimosas on the boat. We're having Aperol spritz. We're going to be on that boat all day. Oh, before I go on this boat, actually, at 9 a.m., I have a fitting. So basically, when you have a stylist, which there's something going on this weekend and next week, which we'll get to in a second, but they will bring a ton of rolling racks and rolling racks of clothes, bags and bags of shoes, bags and bags of jewelry, purses, and basically you have a fitting and you will try on all these different outfits. If you guys are watching this right now, I'm going to insert footage of my hungover fitting. And this fitting is very important because it is a fitting for the Grammys. What? Hello? The Grammys? I don't even know. Don't get me started. Why am I going to the Grammys? I do not know. I'm so excited and beyond grateful. Like, the fact that I got invited to go to the Grammys is like what is happening. I was crying when I found out because Billie Eilish is performing at the Grammys. And I remember, like, I was in high school. I went to Summerfest, which is this summer festival in Wisconsin. And we went to see Billie Eilish perform. That's the only reason my sister and I went. And we were, I don't know, somewhere in like the front section. We weren't like front row, but like we had good seats. And I was crying there because I was just so excited and I loved her so much. And the fact that I'm going to see her a second time and it's at the Grammys. I'm sorry. What in the world is going on? Okay. But rewind. I got a little off track there. So I'm waking up hungover tomorrow morning, doing a hungover fitting for the Grammys, then going on a boat, and then I'm coming back from the boat and I have to pack to go to LA, and I'm getting on an overnight flight Saturday night into Sunday morning to go to LA for the Grammys. Why do you do this to yourself, Alex? Let me tell you. So if you're going to cut out one of these things, right, and it's going to be the Grammys or it's going to be going out and getting hungover, you should definitely cut out going out and being hungover the day before and just go to the Grammys. But I can't cut that out because my best friend Sarah from college is in town and we booked this boat. We booked going out. Like, it's Braxton's first weekend going out since he's been in football season. It's just going to be such a fun weekend. If it was any regular weekend going out, I would stay in. I would do my skincare. I would go to bed. But you know the weekends that you plan with your friends that, like, we have been hyping up this weekend for like 2 months now. And it just so happens that I get invited to go to the Grammys. And now I can't say no to the Grammys. Like, I would be an idiot to not go. And I'm just going to pull through. I don't know. I might be puking on the carpet there. But good thing is, I'm going to vlog it all for you guys. You guys are coming to the Grammys with me because I wouldn't be going if it wasn't for you guys. Obviously, I am not nominated for anything and don't think I needed to state that, but I'm also, you know, just kind of be there. I'm going to be a supporter. This is such a pivotal moment in so many artists' careers, and I just can't believe I get to, like, be there and watch and support and, like, Taylor Swift. Oh my God, I'm going to pass out. And now you guys are probably wondering, because it's not Valentine's Day, but it's February. So I have a few Valentine's Day decorations over here, and when I was thinking of February, feral February, and what we're going to be doing this month, I was thinking about Valentine's Day, and I was thinking about how many people that I'm friends with and how many people I've seen on the internet, girls I follow, that are just posting that they're recently single. Like, why do I feel like it is breakup season right now? It's cuffing season when you get into the fall, past summer. I don't know. Everyone's like going to hibernate for the winter and they're going to cuddle up. They're settling. And now it's like preparation. We're on the come up for hot girl summer. So everyone's starting to shed their shitty boyfriends. And while I have a boyfriend and a great boyfriend, there's nothing wrong. I am so adamant about the fact that you do not need a boyfriend to be happy, and you do not need a date on Valentine's Day. It's cool to be single on Valentine's Day, okay? You do not need a partner. You do not need a date. You do not need to be stressing. And I know what you're thinking. I don't like Valentine's Day, not because I can't go out, but because it makes me so sad and depressed sitting there tapping through Instagram stories, seeing everyone else on nice dates. They're getting flowers, cards, those chocolates, teddy bears. Whatever it is, let me tell you, half of those people that are posting that are not happy. They're not even having a good time on Valentine's Day. I have had so many shitty Valentine's Day dates, and we're gonna go over that. I didn't have a Valentine's Day date last year, but years in the past, I will admit, I'm the girlfriend sitting there posting up, "Oh, he got me flowers. Oh my God, look at this card he wrote me." And we're sitting there like screaming at each other the whole entire dinner and like not having a good time at all. So social media is fake. I know I always say that, but I think we really have to stress that with Valentine's Day. And there's some girls out there who are like, "Hey, I've been Snapchatting this guy, Peter, and all of a sudden Peter just posted on his Instagram story that he has a girlfriend of 3 years and it's their third Valentine's Day together." And it's like, what is going on? I always think that is the funniest part about Valentine's Day, is like you find out all these guys that are like flirty and just suspicious, and then they're all posting up with girlfriends and you're like, "Hello, like maybe we should contact your girlfriend and let her know that you're a piece of garbage." So we have a big weekend coming up, a big weekend, and I can't wait. The vlogs are coming at the end, me at the Grammys, and I really want to see if you guys like these vlog style videos we're going to try and incorporate into the podcast, because I think it's fun, like, sitting down and watching it. I don't know, me and my friends will sit down and watch the episodes, and I force them to sit down with me and watch it, but I don't know, I just want it to be like hot mess hangout, feeling fun. We have the merch out here. So if you're a girl listening to this and you don't have a Valentine, or guy, surprise, today's your lucky day. I got a card for you guys. It says, "You're my favorite human bean." Two little coffee beans on it. "Dear Earl Girls." I made up this name for you guys, Earl Girls, and I still can't even say it. "Will you be my Valentine? Love, Alex." Here we go with little coffee beans trickling down the side that kind of look like little turds. "I don't want anyone to be sad about not having a Valentine this year because I am asking you guys to be my Valentine because I love you and you are the best. So now if someone asks if you have a Valentine this year, you can say yes. And in return, I don't know, maybe subscribe, like this podcast, share it with your friends. But right now we're going to get into a little bit of a story time about a time that I have had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad Valentine's Day. And I posted up and you would have thought that I had the most romantic day ever. I had the best boyfriend in the entire world. And let me introduce to you guys this boyfriend. This is a new boyfriend. So not cheating Chad, baseball, NFL man. This is an old one. And his name is Mr. Suave. Rico Suave. He was the epitome of like a bad guy, okay? He was just older and cooler, and I was in college at the time. He was out of college, had a job. Like, to me, he was just cool. Like, I don't know. He just had that aura about him. Like, you know the guy, it's like sometimes they're not even nice, but they're just cool, and like you love them. So this is Mr. Suave. It's my sophomore year of college. We did long distance at this point, and I am really not a huge proponent for long distance, especially I think if you're in college, like you should just be living life, having fun. But we started dating during quarantine, and I think just because we were sitting at home, we were both in Jersey, we just started dating. And then I went back to school my sophomore year, we continued dating, but it didn't last long after this Valentine's Day. I'm not even sure, we may have broken up on this Valentine's Day trip. I think we did. Valentine's Day went horrible, so let me tell you about it. Mr. Suave comes to visit Alex at college, and I, at the time, wanted to impress him because I thought he was really cool. I thought he was just, I don't know, older, made money. Like, I was like, I have to do something to impress this guy. And at the time, I was living in an apartment with three other girls, and I didn't want him to, like, feel uncomfortable having to stay with my girlfriends, and I wanted to feel, like, older and mature. So I went to Airbnb.com and I'm searching around on there. I'm looking for a place to stay and I find this nice little pink house. It's not too far away and it was the cheapest option I could find because at that point, like, I couldn't afford one of the, like, really nice Airbnbs, but I was like, oh, okay, like, this is under $100 for a night. Like, let's do it. Let's stay the weekend. I'm gonna ball out. Now, here's where I went wrong. We pull up, me and Mr. Suave, to this Airbnb, and number one, it was just not in a good area. Like, I would say not safe area at all. We actually had a bar near this area in college, and police would stand on the side of the road, like, before these streets because they didn't want people, like, walking back there because they were like, this is just not safe territory. And we were right in the middle of that not safe territory. That's where our nice little humble abode was. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. We're inside, locking the doors. It's great. And you know what? I did not realize that on Airbnb, you can rent just a room. So we're in this little tiny house and we get up and the host is showing us to our room. She opens the door to the bedroom and she says, here's your room. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of like weird wording that she said, like, room. Like, obviously, we have this whole house, so I don't really know what she's talking about. But she leaves, and then all of a sudden, I'm standing there with Mr. Suave, and I'm like, yeah, like, look at the nice place I got us. And this man walks out of the other bedroom and is like, hey, what's up? And walks downstairs. When I tell you I almost had a heart attack in this moment, I was like, wait, excuse me. I did not realize that I had booked us just a room for this Airbnb. Not the whole house, a room. And there's three other rooms in here, and all the other rooms are taken. So we are staying now, instead of staying with three girls that I love and trust in my apartment, in a safe place, we're staying in the middle of nowhere with three other random strangers in this house. I was trying to hold it together, and I mean, I kind of wear my emotion on my face, and I was so embarrassed and upset. I was like, oh my God. Because Mr. Rico Suave is the type of guy, like, he would just be with me and he would throw me $100 and be like, here, like, this is for you to go get your nails done. Love you. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, oh my God, sugar daddy. And I, like, couldn't even get us this place to stay. Like, I felt so embarrassed. But being Mr. Suave as he was like, you know what? I'm going to book us a hotel for the weekend. Like, we're going to get out of here. Don't worry. Like, I know you didn't mean to do this. And we left the Airbnb. So next time you're booking a place to stay, make sure you read all the lines. And probably, it was probably in the title of what I was booking, but I just don't read things. Like, that is a bad habit I have. I will order furniture, anything for my room. I don't measure it. And then it comes and it's like supposed to be 10 feet tall and it's 1 foot tall. So whatever. But now we've moved. We're into this nice hotel and we're ready to have a Valentine's Day weekend together. I'm texting my friends. I'm like, yeah, he's taking me to this nice hotel for Valentine's Day. Me and Mr. Rico Suave are pulling up. He has flowers for me. And on Valentine's Day, he's like, you know what? I want to treat you today. I'm going to take you shopping. We're going to go get lunch and then we're going to go shopping in South Beach. And in Miami, there's this store called Kith. I mean, they're not just in Miami, but I had always wanted to go to Kith. Like, I saw people shopping there, girls that went to my school, and I was like, what is this store? It has like designer clothes, designer shoes. It just has cool brands in it. And I really wanted to go so bad. I've never been before. He was like, I'm going to let you go pick out a few things at Kith. Oh my goodness, you shouldn't have. I was so excited, telling all my friends, like, I'm off having this luxurious Valentine's Day that I'm not sure any other, like, sophomore in college is really having, because anyone who's a guy in college at that age is not taking their girlfriend to Kith and, like, letting them pick out all this nice stuff. So I was having the time of my life. Of course, I'm, like, bragging about it. I'm like, here we go. I'm vlogging it on my Instagram story. And you would have thought that I had the best Valentine's Day ever. My friends were like, wow, like, oh, I wish I had your Valentine's Day. That seems so nice. Girls at my school came up to me in class later that week. They were like, oh my God, that's so romantic. Like, I'm so jealous. Let me tell you what actually happened on Valentine's Day, because that is not the love story happy day that it seems. Because after we went shopping, and probably before we went shopping too, but the big one was after, we got into a screaming fight. Me and Mr. Suave on the side of South Beach, screaming at each other, crying. I don't even remember what we were fighting about. I have no recollection of that because it was so long ago. But basically, you know when you're fighting in public, like sometimes, or you're having like a deep conversation at a restaurant and the waitress comes over and she's like, oh fuck, like they're breaking up right now. Like she's crying, he's crying. It's just like an awkward situation. People were like going down South Beach, cruising down in their drop top Lamborghinis and looking over, and it's us just like screaming at each other. I'm flailing these bags around. And Mr. Suave decides to sprint away from me, run down the road and never come back. He had enough of me and he ran away. And like, I don't think you guys understand when I say he ran away. Like, he ran down the street, blocks, I don't know where he went, but he was gone. And he starts running and I was like, is this like a sick joke right now? And then I Snapchat my friends and I'm sending them a video and I'm like, Mr. Suave just like blasted off and he's gone. So now I'm alone on the side of the street crying on Valentine's Day. I Uber back to my friend's apartment and I'm there, you know, wipe my tears. I'm like, had a great Valentine's Day. And I mean, I told my close friends what happened, but I just kind of swept it under the rug. And then I don't think we dated that much longer. Like, I'm pretty sure that was in the time of our downfall. But that is just one example of a Valentine's Day that looks so romantic online. And I actually had the worst day ever. I was left with a pit in my stomach. I was crying all night, like, went home alone. My date ran away from me. There's the Thanksgiving trot and the Valentine's Day sprint. So it was not as fun as it seemed. And I know that I can't be the only one that's had a horrible, scary Valentine's Day story.
So I asked you guys, I was like, hey, what scary Valentine's Day stories have you guys had? I had you write into What Would Alex Do? And listen, this proves my point right here. I was not the only one with a bad Valentine's Day. So for What Would Alex Do this week, I'm kind of just going to react to your guys' horrible Valentine's Day stories. We're all laughing and crying together. Story number one, here we go. Last year on Valentine's Day, my boyfriend at the time and I were doing long distance, and I decided I was going to surprise him at college. Oh God, I already know where this is going. We've been dating since we were in sixth grade and have been inseparable ever since. I booked my flight and he had no idea I was coming. Oh my God, I'm scared. I don't even want to read the rest of this. He made me feel like shit about myself for never coming to visit him since I was in school and worked a full-time job. I didn't tell any of his friends or anyone, so no one ruined the surprise. I took an Uber to his apartment from the airport. When I got there, he wasn't home because he was in class. I walked in and there was fully a girl in lingerie holding an ultrasound picture waiting for him to get home, but instead it was me? What? This man literally had a whole other girlfriend and got her pregnant. What? Is this a real story? Are you guys writing in real stories? What in the world is going on here? Holy, oh. I mean, what a surprise to walk into another girl in lingerie and a baby. Holy hell. I hope you're like, okay. I love you. Oh my God. Last Valentine's Day, my boyfriend of 2 years asked me to get dinner with him and his mom because she was a single mom and didn't have a date, which was fine. Me and his mom were super close. But on the night when he picked me up, he told me on the way he invited a few more people. Come to find out, it was him, his mom, and all of his single friends and coworkers. They called it Single V-Day, but he wasn't single, so our dinner turned into me and his mom talking the whole time and his friends. Later, when I told him how it made me feel, he told me word for word, chill out, what's the big deal about a stupid holiday anyway? He was later single a few weeks later. That's funny. Good for you for leaving. That's what we need to do in 2024. Be self-aware. Not going great. End it. My Valentine's Day horror story is that I gave my crush freshman year of college a small Valentine with candy, like the ones you hand out in elementary school. Minutes after I gave it to him, he proceeded to record himself ripping it up and posted the video on his Snapchat story with the caption, "Fuck Valentine's Day." What is going on? Where are you guys? Who are these guys that you guys are hanging around? That is so insane, and I am so sorry for you. That's kind of funny. But, like, not funny at all. But, oh my God. Like, I would be like, are you okay in the head? My situationship told me we were going out for a Valentine's Day dinner, so I totally thought we were going somewhere nice and romantic. He took me to Waffle House, then told me he just wanted to be friends. At least the waffles were pink. Oh my God. Well, I mean, at least you got to go to Waffle House. But, like, why would you take someone out on Valentine's Day to tell them you just want to be friends? Like, what is going on there? I was dating a boy in high school for about a year at this point, and I was waiting for him to make a plan for us for Valentine's Day. The day before rolls around, and he said he's going to hang out with his friends that night because they never got to hang out. My boyfriend and I went to different high schools and only saw each other once a week. Oh, this isn't good already. Sometimes once every 2 weeks. He saw them every day at school. Well, I'm glad you said he was your ex. If I was in that situation, and I don't know, I think I would show up on Valentine's Day and break up with him. All right, this one is very Valentine's Day gone wrong. I went to visit my long-distance boyfriend in Thailand since he was there training for tennis. We ordered takeout the night before Valentine's Day, and in the middle of the night, I wake up to hearing my boyfriend vomiting profusely. I felt fine, but I had an upset stomach. He said he felt better, and we went back to sleep. Okay. An hour later, I wake up running to the bathroom, vomiting while he's sleeping. Then we kept going back and forth the entire night, and not just vomiting, but having explosive diarrhea. We ended up getting food poisoning from the takeout, spent our entire Valentine's Day in bed, and the entire day running to the toilet one after another. And let's just say we got super close after this day. Oh my God. I mean, that, like, there could be nothing less romantic, but I guess it's kind of cute that you and him are still together, maybe, if you're together, because you love each other.
despite the food poisoning, diarrhea. Oh my God, I don't know what I would do. And you're in Thailand? I would run back to Miami. I would run all the way back to Miami. Like, I would not be, no. Oh my God. All right, but it is officially time for me to get ready to go out, have to pull it together here, and then we're getting ready to go to the Grammys. I can't believe I'm saying that. This, like, I'll believe it when I see it. Time to continue on, Feral February. Let's go. Okay, whoops, I almost forgot. But right now, stay, don't go anywhere. I'm gonna show you guys the behind the scenes of the photo shoot day for the Hot Mess merch. So this is the merch that I've been wearing in the past two episodes, and you guys have been so supportive about it, and I'm glad you guys really like it. So I'm gonna take you along our photo shoot day. I'm pretty sure these photographers thought I was crazy and were like, who is this girl, and like, why is she having us shoot this stuff? So I'm gonna take you guys along with that journey right now. Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Feral girls, I'm gonna vlog today and take you guys with us. So we're having a full photo shoot day for the Hot Mess merch that is finally coming out. I have the one set on right now, and we're basically lumping together outfits. I'm really excited about this one. We have like little booty shorts, and we have these blue cowboy boots. We're gonna be going to a few different locations. I'm gonna try and like get the vibe of Hot Mess captured today, and I wanna take you guys with me because this is gonna be an experience. This is my first time having merch, and I'm really, really excited about it. We've spent a little too long making this merch, but it's ready to go. We have perfected it. We are gonna be wearing it around. I'm so excited. And I'm gonna be posing up in like a laundromat, the bagel store in the middle of the street. I'm gonna have a sweatsuit with like boots and sunglasses and a ski jacket on. So people are gonna be like, what is she doing? But I'm really excited. I think it's gonna capture the Hot Mess vibe. So we kind of tore apart my living room a little bit. It's a messier than usual today, but we have the backdrop over here. This is the first set we're going to be shooting in. This is a light blue one. It says Hot Mess on the front, and then it has like a little martini splashing around. I'm excited to have a martini soon after this 30 hard. And we have the little martini glass here. So first we're going to do some head-on shots kind of just for the website. Like you can see what the outfit looks like, what's going on. And then we're gonna get into the fun, more moody, Hot Mess lifestyle shots. So we put together a little bit of a mood board. I'm gonna try and have my friends shoot some photos with me like this around the apartment, some morning debrief vibes. Then we're gonna be going to my favorite bagel shop, and I wanna just kind of get some like chill on the streets morning after. when you're like really disheveled and needing to go get a bagel and coffee, because that's me always. We're gonna go to a laundromat. We're gonna make it look a little bit more aesthetic and cute than this. We're gonna really Alexify it up. I feel like this is a cute vibe inspo. This should be a fun day. And I'm excited for you guys to be able to wear this too. And now I can start wearing it around and I don't have to hide it anymore. Of course, we had to make a What Would Alex Do t-shirt. So these are photos I have from Booth by Bryant that I did last year.
I'm having so much nostalgia right now because this is reminding me of when everyone was here in, I think, August. We filmed Call Her Daddy in my apartment, and then we filmed the first episode of Hot Mess. I think it's fun seeing the evolution of the brand, but, you know, we're always going to be a hot mess. Now for the fun part of the shoot, we're getting a little creative with it. So this is actually my getting ready to go out outfit. We're going to make this my going out scene. Tempo's been asking for me on the road from the west to the east.
I might never come down because the coast racking up the flame out. This is our next set. It has the little hot mess heart here. This is different than the martini design. Fast lane when I pass in the street, bag of money in a passenger seat.
Simple's been asking for me on the road from the west to the east. This is my morning after outfit, ordering a bagels. So high, I might never come down. So what? This is my lifestyle. Fast lane when I pass in the street, bag of money in the passenger seat. Simple's been asking for me on the road from the west to the east. Way up, I might never come down, cause the coast racking up the flame out. So high, I might never come down, so what? This is my lifestyle.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
Hello, guys. We made it to LA. My travels were great. I went from a boat day, and then I packed really quick, and then went straight to the plane. And the problem with that is that I forgot my heels, and I realized this the moment I landed. And the reason I did this is because you see this like short black dress over here. Last minute, I was like, wait, what if there's some type of Grammy after party? And I mean, I have no idea, but I'm like, what if I get invited to a party and I need another outfit? So I was so stressed about that outfit and finding, Oh, that's my 10 million alarms. Because I have to set 45 or I won't get up. Anywho, I did not pack my heels for the Grammys. I had one outfit that I had to bring. I'm here for 24 hours, one outfit. A dress and a heel. I forgot the heels. They're these nice heels. I had like a 3-hour fitting with my stylist yesterday. And they're these Louboutin heels. I was looking up the Louboutin store in LA, because I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I just like need to go buy them in the morning. And it doesn't open till noon. And right now it's 8 a.m. and I'm about to start getting ready. Let me show you guys around my hotel room. Here's the one bathroom. I thought that was the main bathroom, but it's not. This is like a little living room area. And then we come in here, the bedroom. I got a spray tan at 1 a.m. last night.
thank God to my spray tan girl, because she was like, I'm going to come through. Don't worry, because I got in so late. So that's my spray tan on the bed. And then we have this nice area over here. And then in here, we have the dress with the two heels that I brought for this dress. And then, wait, where's my, maybe it's in here. I was like, oh my God. Okay, yes. And then my gown for the Grammys. Holy hell, I forgot. I thought I forgot it. Oh, look at this. And then I was like, what's around this corner? This bathroom, which is massive and has amazing lighting. I have to wash my spray tan off. I'm very stressed out. I'm scared. Like, I cannot believe we're going to the Grammys today. What am I doing there? And I woke up, this one eye is so puffy, and it's like folding over. So I've been trying to use this. Everyone I bring this around, my friend's like, what the hell is that sex toy? But really, it's actually a face roller. So it like wakes your face up, because I always wake up with a puffy face. One thing about me is I will be puffy when I wake up. So honestly, I'm gonna vlog today because I wanna bring you guys with me, because I don't wanna be alone. But like, how am I allowed to like bring my vlog camera into the Grammys? Like, I don't think so, but I'm gonna try, and I don't know. Or if not, I'll just like pull out my phone. But I also don't want to be like annoying and stick out like a sore thumb, because everyone else is like really cool, and then I'm over here like videotaping everything. But whatever. Do you see this eyelid? It's like, hello, get up there. I just can't believe that Taylor Swift's like gonna be there, and I'm gonna see her in person. What? Like, I don't think you guys understand. I'm freaking out. I'm pacing around. I'm very, very stressed out. Wait, but look how cute. When I got to my hotel, there was a little gift for me at the front desk, and I was like, hello? And Braxton sent me some goodies, and you guys are probably like, oh, what is it, flowers? Like, what is it, something really nice? Even better, my favorite thing ever, Sour Dollars. And we have beef jerky bites. So he really knows me so well, and he knew that I was gonna need some snacks today. Hi, can I place an order for room service? Could I do an iced coffee with almond milk? Do you guys just have like an omelet? Food's ordered. I'm gonna shower this spray tan off, and then hair and makeup are gonna be here in like 30 minutes, and they're gonna start setting up. What am I doing going to the Grammys? I'm just prepared to be the biggest loser in the room. It's happening. We are getting ready now, hair and makeup. We've turned the hotel living room into a whole studio over here. We're keeping it pretty simple and clean for the makeup. It's already looking so good. I'm so excited. Hair, we're gonna do like an elegant side swoopy. Ooh, that might be my boob tape I ordered from CVS. Hello, boob tape is on the way. Woohoo! It's coming together. This is gonna make me wanna get extensions. Oh, look who's here. Jake texts me, he goes, I'm so hungover right now.
I got home up for it. I did. Doesn't she look so pretty, you guys?
He's munching on some toast. We're gonna get a match. So I'll be wearing black.
Ooh.
Compliment each other.
Let's get a few photos.
I'm so excited.
There's so many people right there.
I got in last night at 12:30, and I didn't realize that it was like a Saturday night at like a popular hotel. I walked in looking like a gremlin from the airport, and everyone was like partying in the lobby. I was so embarrassed walking past everyone. Hair is hairing, makeup is makeuping. Ah, can't wait.
have to slip down. I cried pieces.
Baby hairs?
My baby hairs. I don't have fried hair. It's perfect.
Oh my god, Alex, the dress is everything.
I'm so excited to put it on.
So,
what's so like ever?
Yeah, top her new shield, babe.
I'm not gonna lie. I think this is the best I've ever looked.
Do all the little tricks and keep the dick up inside. You can smack it, you can go down.
That's the dress to go to the Grammys. All right, we have this black vintage Alexander McQueen gown. It's from 2007. It's simple and elegant, and I didn't want to do anything too crazy.
Ooh, vintage Alexander McQueen.
Stylist text me. She's like, don't forget to say this.
That's sick.
I need underwear.
Wow. Oh my god, you look like a Barbie.
All right, so here is the dress on, and here's the jewelry you have laid out. Okay, so really quick, I just need to eat some food. Should have done this before, but I'm just gonna have a few bites
before.
I'm an omelet. Oh, fuck.
Really?
I'm like standing as far away as I can.
How's the omelet?
It's so good.
That fuck.
Wait. Literally, what did they do to me? I don't look like myself.
You look so good.
Loving it.
All the army.
My handsome day and I are on the way.
Sorry, Braxton. She's lying tonight.
He's taking your spot. Don't worry. I'm going to take this clip out of my hair. Hopefully, I don't forget to take it out of my hair.
I'm actually
He's in charge of that.
Yeah. Hey, you just reminded me to remind you. Oh, so.
Like, we're getting too used to it in here. I'm going to walk the carpet with this in my... I would actually drop off the business.
Yeah, that.
I would not speak to anyone ever again.
I would... Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, like, I need to set a reminder to remind you. Because if I don't remind you, I'm never going to forget.
Oh, my God. We're 2 minutes away.
Oh, boo.
We're both very nervous.
We have been sitting in the car like this.
Like, I'm sweating.
No, we're like, because we feel so out of place.
We're the most out of place.
We're like, wait, why are, like, what's happening?
We are... Oh my god.
Oh
my god, people are banging.
That startled me.
We're so famous that they're banging in the stores. Look at this big diamond.
Damn.
Like...
What kind is that?
I don't know.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. We're pulling up to the drop-off. Let us in. No,
please let us in. I have a pass, I promise.
Thank you. So this is what we're seeing right now. Some cones. Oh my god. My stomach is grumbling.
I have never been so hungover in my life. I'm like shaking. Okay, it's like hitting me.
Though. Okay, no. Let's knock it off.
No. Clip out of the hair.
Oh,
leave.
Clips out.
Clips out.
And then anxiety.
I'm interrupted by your hair person to...
He has to do that to my hair before I go on the carpet. Here is what it's looking like in here. Press, pictures. Down here is the big, long, wall walkway of press. They just ask me questions, and one of them I go, I don't know what I'm talking about. And then over here is the photo wall where everyone's taking photos.
Yep. What happened when you
So we just got done with the first tent. We're in this second tent now. I have to show you guys the footage of us walking from the one tent to this tent.
The most wild. I thought Thursday was over, I'm going to be honest with you.
We answered a lot of questions, which was good. I think I cursed in one of them, and then the other one, I told them I don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm sure those aren't the cutest. We're in another building now.
That is a building number 4.
Probably had been dried off from the rain. We're now at the photo booth.
Yes.
We're having a little intermission, a little snack break right now. I've been chowing down on this sandwich, and
I still have an ease.
We got a Diet Coke. Honestly, I feel like I'm at camp right now. We have like a little goodie bag.
It's a really good. Yeah, I love that.
But we've been recouping.
We have been recuperating because I was out for 5 a.m. Fast lane when I pass in
in the street, bag of money in the passenger seat.
We're back from the Grammys. We made it. It is now 10 p.m. This makeup is on from 8 a.m. this morning. But thank you guys for coming along with me today. My room service is here. I love you all. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Oh, baby.